Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Tecray with me of Last Call, and we're going to chop it up a little bit. Tecray, say what's up.
Hey, how are you guys doing today? My name is Tecray, and I'm one half of Last Call. My buddy Adrian, unfortunately, is doing a live stream for his church, so he couldn't be a part, but I'm here to hold it down, and I'm excited to be here talking with Miss Nigeria.
Cool. Listen, you guys have been keeping the ball rolling since you dropped. Tell us about that journey.
You know, it's definitely been just that, a journey. You know, we've had the highs, we've had the lows, and everything in between. But we know that God has called us to do this. We actually started 5 years ago, believe it or not. We 5 years in August. And all it was is two guys from Bermuda that were sitting in a living room that, you know, we were talking about praise and worship and what we wanted to do with our lives and our careers and ministry. And we noticed that, you know, everything lined up. And so by way of the Holy Spirit, we decided to join forces. We talked to our pastors and, you know, we fasted and we prayed. And God said, yeah, you know, let the two become one. And we did that. One of the reasons why we did that is, you know, we look at the church today and we see so much competition. Mm-hmm. And it's so strange to me because, you know, we're all serving the same God, all trying to do the same thing. That lifts up his name. And so we decided to, instead of compete against one another, join forces. You know, we didn't have any contact. We didn't have any money. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any know-how. But, you know, just through the grace of God, we, one step at a time, you know, landed us to where we are now. And now, you know, we've had the number one hit with Victory. And now, I believe, No Greater Love, the new single, is number 17. You know, we were signed to Dark Child Gospel with Fred Jerkins, as well as Faith Management with Apostle Carl Howard. So God has really ordered our steps. And we know that he's only allowed us to do this because we have a mission, and that's to stay filled and to sing for his glory and for his kingdom. And so until he says stop, we're going to keep on doing that.
That's all right. And being from Bermuda, coming out across all the states and traveling all around, is there a significant experience you've had while touring?
Oh, it's been many. There was one instance in Odenton, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And we were singing the song Victory. And then all of a sudden, one of like the church mothers just got up and started walking, and then everyone was just pacing the, you know, because the song says I'm walking in victory.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was doing it. And I'm telling you, it was just mind-blowing to see people declaring that they would have their freedom and declaring that they have their joy and their peace and their strength. And that's really what we do. I mean, the number one hits are great. The awards are great. But nothing tops, you know, when someone is delivered or some, you know, we've had testimonies of people that were about to end their life, and the song came on, and they decided to give life a second chance. And that's really the award that we get. That's the reward for what we do. And all the hard work that we talked about earlier, you know, pays off in those moments.
Right. And after Victory, you continued on with your success with the next single. Is there a particular song that you like the most off the album?
It would be Victory, probably. I mean, that was a song that God gave to me while I was just in praise and worship. I was at the keyboard, and, you know, a simple chorus, you know, by the hand of the Almighty, I've been set free, healed, delivered, made complete. Now I'm walking in victory. And, you know, I took it to Adrian's house. He loved it. He put the little end piece, and next thing you know, churches around the world are singing it. But yeah, I believe that it's a testimony. It's more like a declaration. It's an anthem,
right?
You know, and so that's definitely probably one of my favorite songs that we actually do.
Okay, well, I don't think that's fair because that's the biggest song. You're telling me there's not another song on your project that you like.
Yeah, okay, so there is another one. There's one off of our first album called entitled 10,000, and the song is called Sinner Song, and it's basically a song of repentance. You know, everyone has fallen short of the glory of God.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a beautiful song of just getting back into God's graces, a song of solitude where we're just like, you know, God, we cannot make this, do this thing without you. I'm sorry. I hurt you. You're perfect. I'm not, you know, that kind of thing. And it's just a beautiful testimony because one thing is for certain, I don't care how righteous you are, how little you are today, so you have sinned. You know, every person in this world has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so we all need to sing a sinner song at some point in time in our life. And
Amen.
So I just believe it's a beautiful song of repentance and, you know, just shows the love that God has for us.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad you brought that great word up, repentance, because it's very necessary and people need to know it. How have you been dealing and maintaining with COVID-19 and the pandemic? Has any songs been birthed out during this time?
Oh, yes, of course. firstly, you know, we just want to send our condolences to everyone who's lost someone during this crazy battle of COVID-19. We've had a few deaths here on our island in Bermuda as well. And, of course, we are still fighting against it. It's getting a lot better here on the island. We haven't had any new cases, I believe, in like a week or so. So that's Amen. Really great. Amen. But, yes, we definitely have been writing. So I'm really looking forward to it. We were supposed to actually finish our album around this time. We were supposed to be in Atlanta finishing our album. But, you know, due to the coronavirus, we had to put that on hold. So we thought the album was going to come out before the end of this year, but it's probably going to be more like next year. But that just gives us more time to write these songs that you just mentioned, you know. So there's a lot of cool stuff happening, and God is really moving in our time so we can really just stop, focus on Him, hear a word from Him, and write what He's telling us to write. Yeah.
Yes, and everything is His timing. So what we may think like, oh my goodness, I wanted to finish this by now, it's always His timing, and it will come out when it's needed to come out for people to enjoy the ministry gifts that Last Call has. And how did you guys come up with the name Last Call?
Well, that's actually a funny story. Like any group, right? The name, picking the name is always the most difficult task. And so we had a few other names that we were toying around with. One was actually ended up being like the same name that one of my pastor friends had for his church. So I couldn't do that. And then one evening while we were eating sushi, because we love sushi, Adrian had been to the bathroom. And then when he came back, he just looked at me and said, Last Call. Wow. And I looked back at him and said, Last Call. And then together we were like, Last Call. And then right when we said that, God gave us the spiritual meaning behind it. Because we know, you know, Last Call usually refers to a time at the bar when they, you know, get the last call for alcohol or whatever. Mm-hmm. But for us, it's the last call for salvation. It's a time
now
where we believe we're leaving in the last days. And we really to get things serious. We're even looking at everything that's going on with the racial injustice and things that are happening right now. And it really does seem like God is about to crack the sky at any moment. And so we want people to know that, yes, while you're living your life, do not forget about Jesus. His name is still powerful. His blood still works. And we're here, you know, as a clarion call. We're here to be that trump, you know, in the last days that will try to save men, you know, be fishers of men,
right,
even in these last days and everything that we're going through. And so we believe that it's more than just us as a duo. Mm-hmm. We believe that it's a movement. And so we have a little saying that we say, we're living in the last days. This is the last fight. And we are the last call.
All right. That's all right. Listen, Tekrad, thank you so much for stopping by. I'm not going to hold you long.
Of course, yes.
Tell everybody your social media.
Of course. So you guys can reach us everywhere at Last Call Worship, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Last Call Worship. If you want to check out our music, everywhere where digital music is sold, if you type in Last Call Victory or No Greater Love or Last Call 10,000, there you shall find us.
Man, you guys keep up the great work. I can't wait for the album to drop, but you guys can definitely enjoy their music videos and the singles that they have online. So listen, as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So thank you for dropping in one more time and again and letting us share the good news of you guys, what you guys are doing, and how you're keeping people inspired through song and ministry.
Yes, thank you so much. Thanks so much for having us, and we can't wait to talk to you again soon.
All right.